Chapter 11, The End. New email from Chip Collins to Julie Taylor. Date, February 29, 2020. Subject, The End.
Gigi! Hannah!
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. We're running up the stairs to the sixth floor. No time for an elevator, if it even exists anymore. Running, 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 hoping somehow they're still alive, but knowing, God damn it, knowing that they're dead. All of them. That explosion didn't leave a single person alive. We're all shouting, crying, running up and up, and there's no door to the lab. It's gone, lodged in the wall of the hallway across from us. Charred black. Everything is charred black. The whole floor is just charred beams and black furniture. It's over. The end. Over Barb's wailing, I hear a faint groan.
Help!
Holy shit, Calvin! We rush over, pull off to this crazy heavy cabinet, and kneel beside him. His chest is moving. He's alive. And Curie's body is under him. He must have thrown them both behind this thing just in time. Her chest is moving too, barely, but moving.
The kids, Calvin! Nicola! The kids!
I'm shaking him, and he's got a look on his face I can't figure out.
Calvin, wake up! The kids!
A small voice comes from what's left of the hallway.
We're here.
I whip around and burst into tears and rush to them.
Gigi, Hannah, Nicola!
And me and Pete pick up the girls and hug them until they can hardly breathe. Nicola is wheezing bad, but he manages to whisper,
What happened?
You weren't here, with Marie and Calvin?
No, we were down the road, getting new clothing for the girls.
Gigi hugs me even tighter.
And we were worried, Dad. You were gone for an hour.
That was only an hour? I cock my head. Wait, Gigi, you're talking like a 10-year-old. And you're... Pete nods. They're heavier than I remember, too. And taller. Tesla hands me a bag.
I purchased them new clothing, making sure to give them room as they grow. They are aging at an extremely accelerated rate. The paradox is accelerating time even faster than anticipated.
Whoa. Well, we'll have to unravel that rat's nest later. Now let's get Marie and Calvin to a hospital. I hear the sirens outside already. Calvin, they'll be here any minute. Is Marie? Calvin turns his body off Marie and sits, breathing heavy.
She's alive, but hit her head very hard. There's some bleeding. Have them take her. Leave me. As for the device, I'm sorry. We tried our best.
No, this can't be the end. Though when I look around, all I see is the end. Tesla kneels at Marie's side.
Oh, my dear Marie, I am so sorry.
And he takes her hand and notices she's clutching something. A tube.
The radium. It is intact.
Calvin looks a little surprised.
Ah, my sweet Marie, you saved it.
He looks up at us.
That much radium would have killed everyone in a mile radius if it was caught in the explosion.
Bobo's suddenly next to me, tugging at my pants leg.
Go away, Bobo.
I turn to Calvin. Is there another lab, a friend of Marie's, anything at all we can do? He struggles to his feet, leaning against what's left of the lab table.
I'm afraid not, but Marie needs medical attention immediately. I'll be fine.
Bobo keeps tugging at my leg.
Damn it, Bobo, what?
Go no slow.
Dude, we don't have time for rhymes or a dance party or whatever you're jabbering about. We need... Suddenly, Gigi blurts out.
He's saying we need to go now, fast, with him.
I stare down at her. Things are different. By the minute. Much different. Okay, but we need to get Marie to a hospital, like, now.
Go no po. Go no po. Go no po.
Bobo's behind Calvin now, trying to push him out the doorway. Gigi?
I think he's saying there's still a chance to fix this, but we don't have time for the police and the paramedics. The paradox is going to tear the fabric of the multiverse apart in 6 hours. He has a plan.
He said all that with go no po?
Gigi shrugs. Can't explain. Can we just go?
I bend over an inch from Bobo's eyes and send him a telepathic message. Okay, buddy, you better be right on this. We're putting Marie's life in danger. All our lives in danger. And in one of those super rare moments, instead of a blink-blink, Bobo's eyes open up the full depth of them, and I get the message back loud and clear. We're saving her life. We're saving all our lives.